Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The one for you.
Two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with multi X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine and Unique went to Raquel's funeral where they saw Usher, and Unique was very harsh to him. Divine told her that holding on to anger might be doing her more harm than good. The census takers visited Myrtle. Later, she told Catalina she wanted them to have a cordial relationship, and both Catalina and Maurice welcomed this. Right now, Nurse Leah is visiting the Eastmans.
Caravan Mountains, 97.1 Lena FM, Radio Pima.
Come in, Nurse Leah. It's so nice to see you.
Good morning, Miss Paulette. Donnie told me I could stop by this morning.
He and Uncle Alexander will be back just now. They went to the farm to get some produce.
Lovely.
And as you're here, you can help me to prepare some lunch.
Sure. What are we cooking today?
I'm roasting some fish and I'm stuffing it with tomatoes and onions.
Nice.
Then I'm steaming some greens and we're having some boiled provision with gravy.
I know it will be a delicious meal. You want me to peel the provisions?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let me wash my hands first.
Nurse Leah, you know before all this talk about us Amerindians eating a balanced diet, I wouldn't make so much effort, you know. I might have just roasted the fish and boiled the provisions and forget all about the greens.
Auntie Paulette, it is catching on. Since we had that session with the nutritionist, other villagers have told me that they are also making efforts to improve their diet.
Alexander's diabetes opened my eyes. All these sicknesses that now affecting our communities because of bad diet is not good.
But with information, we can change that. Our people have always lived long and healthy.
And eat a lot from the earth.
But with these modern times and more processed food in our villages, things change.
Hi, Nurse Leah.
Hi, Danny.
Morning, Nurse Leah.
Morning, Uncle Alexander.
Paulette, give me some water, please. The water from the farm and the heat really did it to me.
Okay, just now.
You planted all this, Danny?
Me and Uncle Alexander. Fresh and organic produce.
No artificial fertilizers.
This is nice. Your tomatoes look so good.
Carry some things when you're leaving. We must share with each other if we are going to ensure everyone has a balanced diet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here, Alexander.
Thank you, Paulette. I got so thirsty, man.
You took your medication before you left?
Ah, Paulette. I fed up with this medication thing. I just want to live my life free.
Uncle Alexander, to control your diabetes, you must follow doctor's orders.
Yeah, yeah. Doctors know everything.
Well, not that the doctors know everything, but we want you to live a full and healthy life.
Alexander doesn't listen.
Well, you will listen for me.
If we eat right, the food can be our medicine. And we won't have to be on medication.
Good point, Danny.
We should be able to eat whatever we want and not have to worry about diseases.
Unfortunately, life doesn't always go the way we think it should go.
Well, I'm preparing a wonderful balanced lunch of roast fish, provision, and greens. And Alexander, I hope you will eat all of it.
This food is delicious, Aunt Paulette. Thank you.
The best thing about it are the fresh vegetables. Nice and crunchy. Straight from the farm, Danny.
We don't overcook the greens in a set of oil.
And whatever we can eat raw, we eat raw.
Uncle Alexander, you're going to the roast fish and provision, but you're really touching the greens.
Danny, why you don't keep your eyes on your own plate, eh?
We have a guest, and you should eat everything I have served you, Alexander.
You see what I'm doing now? I eat in the greens.
How is it?
Actually, not bad at all.
You see that? And it's from our own hands because you and I planted these greens.
Keep it up, Uncle Alexander. With diet and exercise, we all can live a long and healthy life.
So, how is your work on the census coming along, Denzel?
Well, you know, Kavita, can't complain.
Well, I'm happy you took some time off to have ice cream with me this afternoon.
You sounded like you really needed a friend.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
Of course it's Jonathan again.
Oh boy, here we go again.
I know you must be fed up with me always going on about this guy.
Well,
I love him, okay? And despite everything, I don't want to end the relationship.
But you're too young to be stressed over some guy.
I am in love.
Okay.
But I don't know if he is faithful.
Still not practicing safe sex?
I'm trying.
Kavita, there is no trying when it comes to your health. You're either doing it or you're not.
He still won't wear a condom.
Hello? They're female condoms.
I'm kinda iffy about it, you know?
Would you like me to get some from the clinic for you if you're afraid to go?
Don't you think that's weird?
Nothing is weird with me trying to make sure my friend is protected from infection or unwanted pregnancy. You can also do self-testing at any health center or test and treatment site free, fast and confidential.
I'll think about it. Jonathan swears he's faithful even though he was texting another girl.
I hate to break it to you, Kavita, but guys at that age, more often than not, don't want to settle down.
I think I'm worthy enough for Jonathan to settle down.
Well, if he doesn't want to use condoms, and you don't want to either, maybe you can get on PrEP when you turn 18 in a few months.
Ugh, the thought of taking a pill every day doesn't appeal to me.
You know, if you become HIV positive, the treatment is a pill every day too?
Well, that's not going to be me.
How can you be sure when you're not practicing safe sex with this guy who you think is cheating on you? If he's not using a condom with you, you think he will use one with other girls?
I think he should be smart enough to respect me enough by using one.
Kavita, come on. I know you're not stupid. A lot of guys Jonathan's age think they're invincible. They think they can't get a disease or anything.
Well, coming from you, did you ever behave like that at 18 though?
Nah, and whenever I have had sex, I always use a condom.
So you've never had unprotected sex?
I am telling you, Kavita, I never have. The way I look at life is that prevention is always better than cure.
Can't disagree with you about that.
Yep.
You're a good guy, Denzel.
And you're a good girl. And as a young woman, you have a right to being protected. You have a right to choose what's right and best for you in terms of your sexual health.
I do have a choice.
So you're choosing to have unprotected sex with this guy, or you're being forced?
When you say a force, it sounds like rape or something. I mean, I would prefer to use protection.
But Jonathan doesn't want to, and therefore it's not fully your choice. Kavita, you have access to the knowledge to know how to protect yourself from sexually transmitted infection and unwanted pregnancy. It's up to you. And at this point in your life, you should be enjoying your teenage years and not stressing over a boy.
Yeah.
Kavita!
Jonathan?
So this is why you're not answering my calls. Eating ice cream with your little boyfriend.
I didn't hear my phone ring, and how many times must I tell you Denzel and I are just friends?
Imagine you accusing me of cheating when you're doing it in broad daylight.
All right, Jonathan, calm down. I am not cheating on you.
Bro, trust me. Kavita and I are just friends.
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay. Kavita, he's obviously really angry. You need me to take you home?
You asking my girl what? You looking for a beatdown, bro.
Okay, okay. No fighting. People are looking. This is so embarrassing.
Kavita, where are you going? Wait!
Kavita!
Thanks for helping me to wash up, Danny.
It's no problem, Aunt Pauline.
It was nice of Nurse Leah to come over.
Yes, I asked her to pass so we can talk about what we will do next. I think she's good for encouraging Uncle Alexander too.
Yes, she's a nice girl.
Yeah.
You like her?
Like her? Aunt Pauline, we're just friends.
I think you would make a beautiful couple.
She's not interested in me like that.
And you are not interested?
I mean, yeah, I like she, but we're just friends, man.
Okay.
We working on doing another outreach in the village. Tutusha already said he supports whatever we are doing to help the communities become more healthy and diet conscious.
That's good.
So, yeah, I don't want to complicate the relationship with me and Leah, man.
Well, you never know what friendship can lead you to.
We will see, Aunt Paulette. We will see.
It was nice hanging out with you, Denzel.
Kavita, you sure you want this guy to take you home?
Bro, shut up. Do you even have a car to take her home?
Kavita, think about your safety.
Why are you still talking to my girl? Kavita, why are you still talking to him?
Jonathan, don't touch me.
So you're gonna put your hands on her now? Kavita, call the domestic violence hotline if this guy gets funny with you.
You really think I will put my hands on my girl? You're a real cross, buddy.
914, Kavita. 914, domestic violence hotline.
See you, Denzel.
Put on your seatbelt, Kavita.
Jonathan, that was completely uncalled for.
I see my girl sitting with another dude having ice cream, and I must be chill about it. Then he accusing me of abusing you?
I've told you over and over again, Denzel and I are just friends.
Well, I am not comfortable with it, and I know he likes you.
At least I am not hiding my friends like the girls who are texting you.
You still on that?
Yes. You're accusing me of cheating when you're the one who probably is?
Girl, shut up!
I don't appreciate you disrespecting me. Jonathan, slow down. You're gonna run the red light. Jonathan!
Chill.
Are you trying to kill us?
I guess.
You know what? I can't deal with this anymore.
Can't deal with what?
You're probably cheating on me. You're accusing me of cheating. You don't want to use condoms or explore other options like PrEP. Now you are trying to kill us by crashing a car? This is not good for me. I think I'm done.
Wait, you breaking up with me?
We can't continue like this, Jonathan. Maybe we need some time apart.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAD project.